waited for the vote before returning to work, but those on strike have been instructed to go back to the dockyards from midnight tonight. Union leader John Connolly says today's decision won't weaken the miners' action, as his men are still 100% behind the pit men.
We've got every feeling for the miners in their present dispute. We're on record with regard to full support in all its aspects, the moral, practical and financial support. If the miners' dispute had finished during the course of our own, we would still have had a dispute to resolve ourselves, and I would say that the miners and their executive would accept our position, and no, it doesn't. It was in no way could have been considered as any attempt to weaken their own position.
Miners' Union General Secretary Peter Heathfield says the recent attacks on Arthur Scargill by government ministers are acts of desperation. In the past few days, the miners' leader has been described as the enemy within by Mrs. Thatcher, and another minister compared him with the former Argentine ruler General Galtieri. But Mr. Heathfield, who's been leading a march in Greater Manchester, says the attacks are only to be expected as the dispute drags on.
Well, it's pretty obvious now. Strategy for week 20, cabinet strategy for week 20 is attack and try and discredit NUM leaders. Week 17 was intimidation week. Week 18 was pretty quiet because of the pending negotiations. Now they've broken down. They try another strategy, and as far as we're concerned, it's an act of desperation by Tory ministers in the knowledge that the miners are standing united, and it's causing them a great deal of concern.
Tens of thousands of holidaymakers are heading for the coast and countryside today, many of them facing the inevitable traffic jams. The longest queue of the year is on the M5 north of Bristol, where the AA says cars are tailing back 20 miles between the Avon and Severn bridges. The weather's making the situation worse. Hundreds of cars are overheating and breaking down. Tory councillors in West Yorkshire are claiming that the Salvation Army is being used as a political pawn in a move to help the families of striking miners. The Labour group want to give £5,000 to the local pitmen through the area's Salvation Army centre. Jerry Radcliffe reports.
Kirklees Council can't give the cash directly to the miners, so to get around the law, they're giving the cash to the Salvation Army for distribution, on the clear understanding it will be used to relieve the financial hardship suffered by the local pitmen. Labour leader Lawrence Conlon.
It's been assumed that they do have strike pay, which they do have not, so really, actually, they are below subsistence level.
But the Tory leader, John Holt, says it's a misuse of public cash.
The Salvation Army, which we all appreciate, does wonderful work, is actually being used by the Labour-controlled council for political purposes.
And Conservatives will now see if there's any legal way to stop the handouts. Jerry Radcliffe, IRN, West Yorkshire.
Independent Radio News.
It's Sunshine Radio.
with the undersized underwear. That's the stylistics. 6 minutes past two, it's Sunshine Radio on a Saturday afternoon. Graham King going on forever and ever. It feels like it anyway. Actually, we just had a call from our friend Delroy Fassi, and he is on his way. The motor is now wound up, the elastic band re-threaded, and he will be with you sometime this afternoon. We don't know exactly when. He reckons it should be about 2:30, so we will plod on nevertheless. Yes. No stopping us, is there? Now, I don't know whether you knew, but I mentioned earlier about the Young Ones that Neil from the Young Ones has got his success with Holding My Shoe in the charts at number 2 at the moment. Well, Adrian Edmondson, or Edmundson, better known as the punk Vivian, is the star of the new Tracy Ullman video, which is called Sunglasses. And actually, he plays a shy wimp who rescues her muscle-bound boyfriend from drowning. Sounds interesting. That's something coming up on Top of the Pops. The Young Ones taking over. Here comes Sad Cafe and Every Day Hurts.
I saw the lamplight from your window. I didn't think you were home, sitting there all alone. So I came up to your room to ask you why. Why did you hurt me so? Why did you have to go away? I never wanted anything in my life, not until I met you. I thought you'd see me through all the bad days that I had before I met you. Something in my past, never thought it couldn't last forever. There's one thing I can say, every day, how I miss you. Oh. Across the street, he looks something like me, and is walking with his head down to the ground. Did you wanna hurt me so? Why didn't you have to go away? There's one thing I can say, every day, how I miss.
That's Sad Cafe, taken from the album The Best of Sad Cafe, and a little track called Every Day Hurts. Now for Tuppence Taylor, who was 36 years old, but his wife forgot again. Never mind. Actually, she's forgot again for the second year running. His birthday was on the 17th of July, so it's belated birthday greetings to Tuppence Taylor from your wife, and also from your children and all your family. Sorry, she says. She's really sorry. Second year running. Goodness gracious. Anyway, we shall make up with the record from Ollie and Jerry, which you requested for your husband, and that's coming up after the break.
Sunshine Radio!
R.A. Bache are sludge contractors of Bodnam, Hereford. They empty septic tanks. They clean drains. They offer a 24-hour service, taking calls at any hour of the day or night. They're the main contractors for the South Hereford Council and have been since 1969. Between them, Ron and Les have over 35 years' experience, and distance is no object. R.A. Bache, sludge contractors, on Bodnam 441 or 442.
White's Roofing, Risbury, near Leominster. White's Roofing are slating and tiling specialists. White's Roofing are a family firm that's been established for 15 years. White's Roofing carry good stocks of tiles, battens, slates and felt, which is always available for the retail or do-it-yourself customer, and we're approved stockists of Redland. At White's Roofing, it doesn't matter whether you want one tile or a wagon load. If you have any problems with your roof, ask for John or Olive. If we haven't got what you require, then we'll get it for you. Get in touch with the slating and tiling specialists. White's Roofing, Risbury, near Leominster. Telephone Pencombe 263. White's Roofing on Pencombe 263.
AMR Motors, Sheet Road, Ludlow. We are Nissan, the 1984 main dealer. See the Nissan range at AMR Motors now. The Micra, programmed for economy. The Cherry, the most popular hatchback. The Sunny, the driving school winner. It's so easy to drive. The Stanza, comfortable, classy, economic motoring at a price you can afford. AMR Motors for the 1984 new Bluebird. The new Nissan Bluebird is reliability proven beyond doubt. Test drive a dream today, choosing from the superb range of saloons and estates. AMR Ludlow, on the road prices. AMR Motors plus Nissan equals reliability. AMR Motors, Sheet Road, Ludlow. That's just off the Ludlow bypass. Telephone Ludlow 2774. You're listening to Sunshine Radio, but you're not the only one listening by a long, long way. There are thousands and thousands of people listening for miles and miles around now. This means that if you had your own spot on Sunshine, advertising your product or service, an awful lot of people would get to hear it. Advertising on Sunshine is an excellent way of keeping in touch with regular customers, reminding them about you, and it provides the exciting opportunity to reach new customers. Do it now. Advertise on Sunshine Radio. Telephone Ludlow 3795 for details. Ludlow 3795.
Turn on
Sunshine Radio.
Oh,
Now, I know it's the second play in the programme, and I do apologise, but we have had three requests for that record since I've played it, and I've said to everybody, sorry, I played it earlier in the programme, but I thought I'd make an exception there. That's Ollie and Jerry and Breaking There's No Stopping Us Now. Now, this Sunday and every Sunday, follow the crowds to Worcestershire's only Sunday market at the Bridge Hotel in Stamford Bridge. Traders from all over Britain will be there selling thousands of bargains. There's clothes for all the family, fashion jewellery, china, tools for dad, toys, books and pictures. And there's even a butcher and a baker. Worcestershire's only Sunday market is open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. every Sunday at the Bridge Hotel in Stamford Bridge. There's ample parking and refreshments too. And for further details, you can ring Shelsley Beecham 213. That's Shelsley Beecham 213. And Ashton Fruit Farm is halfway between Leinster and Ludlow, and they're offering £5 bags of frozen strawberries at only 29 pence a pound, and frozen raspberries at 50 pence a pound. Fresh and frozen orders are available now, and for further details, you can ring Brimfield 569. Ashton Fruit Farm also have pick-your-own strawberries, raspberries, taberries, red currants, and black currants. That is Ashton Fruit Farm on the A49. Got to play this one now for Alan, Spud, Mark and Kath. They're near Knighton. They want to hear Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. Okay, I shall find that one out and play it after this one from radio. It's called Jack and Jill.
Tomorrow, never bothering to borrow.
Suite 16, that's Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, and Talking Loud and Clear, especially for Alan, Spud, Mark and Kath, who are all near enlightenment listening to the programme. If you want a dedication, we might as well take a few in to kill a bit of time. It's Ludlow 811306. There's Graham King, Blas on, don't forget Delroy Fassi. Whoops. He'll be here very soon. Sorry, Joan.
Was really something. Took me by surprise. Someone with your charm. Look in my way. Am I in heaven? Am I in heaven? Am I? Have I gone? Have I gone to the big club number 9?
On Sunshine Radio on a Saturday afternoon with Graham King. Temperatures today around 25 degrees centigrade, which is a nice hot day, isn't it? The sun shines down on Shropshire, and tomorrow we expect it to be much the same, which is good news. That's Joan Armour Trading from the album Track Record and Heaven. And I do apologise for talking all over it and ruining the beginning. Sorry, wasn't quite aware it started like that. As I was going to say, What was I going to say? I've forgotten now. Anyway, dedications, if you want a mention between now and when I eventually disappear, you can give me a call on Ludlow 811306. We've got a couple of dedications to get through here, but always eager to receive your calls on Ludlow 811306. So give us a call now.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
Astroglaze. Double glazing from Astroglaze. The professional people that double glaze your home. Astroglaze invite you to visit their showroom at 10 High Street in Ludlow. Astroglaze deal with all aspects of double glazing. Invest your money wisely. Call in or phone Astroglaze now for a free estimate on Ludlow 5896. Astroglaze also supply and fit blinds, Venetian, louver and roller.